Parliamentary candidate Selin Sayekberke is one of the new faces of the pro-secular CHP party, which, unlike in previous campaigns, is putting its focus on the economy.
So we think that giving the economic message and the promise and the will for a better public administration actually touches upon everybody's daily life.
Sayekberke is taking her message to small business owners, traditional voters of the ruling AK party. The CHP is pledging cuts in taxation on diesel fuel and other policies aimed at revitalising a sluggish economy. The message appears to be going down well with some traders, many of whom are complaining about slow business.
This will help people cover their basic needs with descending prices, and this will bring back life to the markets.
Slick campaign messages produced by a leading advertising company are part of the CHP's strategy of getting rid of its staid pro-secular image. But the CHP's legacy of being the party of the founder of the secular state, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, and until recently advocating restrictions on religious practices like wearing headscarves, remain an electoral liability.
CHP has seen as the banning to some religious practices in Turkey, sometimes questioning the headscarf in Turkey. For this reason, still some people are not trusting CHP.
Many party publications aim to counter claims by the ruling Islamist-rooted AK party that is anti-Muslim. İzmir, with a large, staunchly secular population, is a traditional stronghold for the CHP, and its past hardline secularist policies were popular among many voters in the city. But candidate Sayekberke insists its new pluralistic message does not mean it's rejecting its secular roots.
There's a huge effort to show that by heart we are a social democrat party. A social democrat party stands at equal distance to all beliefs, all ethnicities. And indeed, Turkey has been divided into multiple parts through ethnicity and religion. We'd like to actually reconcile this.
In İzmir, Sayekberke and her fellow candidates are seeking to broaden the CHP's support among Turkey's pious population. But at the same time, they do not want to alienate the party's base. The success of the CHP in achieving that goal will be key to determining whether it achieves the electoral breakout it's seeking. Dorian Jones for VOA News, İzmir, Western Turkey.